Welcome, everybody. Share number 1381, and the writing is share number 533. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Kedima Bebrachis. We just took a little swerve, if you want to call it, because of a very interesting shaila, which came up, which is very important to discuss, something which comes up quite often and pretty much almost every day. Okay. Okay, we're continuing from the question we spoke about yesterday in reference to the muffin. We mentioned yesterday that if a person who started to eat the muffin did not eat a kazayas, or they ate a kazayas and it took more than 4 minutes, right? So in both of those cases, whether you did not eat a kazayas or you did eat a kazayas and took more than 4 minutes, in both of those cases, when they get to the car, in other words, they go out to the car, they would have to make a new bracha, because of the fact we spoke about that one did not establish the place. Once you do not eat a kazayas, or if you did eat a kazayas, it took more than 4 minutes, so in general, you did not establish the place. If you did eat a kazayas of hamoitzi, of mazonos or hamoitzi, then you establish the place, and there's no shinai makam. Okay, so the question is, what if the person ate a kazayas in the house before leaving? Could he now continue eating the muffin when he goes to the car? So Lemaisa, the answer is yes. One would need to be you would be able to continue when eating the muffin in the car, as long as there are two conditions. You need two conditions. Number one, the person ate at least a kazayas under a 4 minute period, which we saw before leaving. And secondly, the person had in mind when making the bracha to continue eating in the car. In other words, I make the bracha, I have in mind I'm going to be leaving in the middle, I'm going to the car. So then definitely shinai makam would help. In other words, there would not be an issue of shinai makam, whereby, again, we wanted to stress the fact, which we've spoken about way back when in the past, reference to Shahakala Eitzu Adama, even if one does not have in mind, even one does have in mind to change locations, that would not help. But when it comes to mazonos, having in mind, right, I'm making the bracha, and I know I'll be running out in the middle, and I made a mazonos, so the fact that I had in mind, that would definitely be good enough to continue eating in the car, again, as long as I ate at least a kazayas under a 4 minute period before I left. So the bottom line is, again, we're dealing with the case of mazonos. Person ate a kazayas under 4 minutes period. Therefore, the person established the place. Then they would be able to continue in the next place, which in this case is the car. If it's not the car, if it's somewhere else, it would also be good, right? If let's say somebody has, I'm going to my friend's apartment and I have this muffin. In general, one is not supposed to eat in the street. So let's say the person starts eating, right? The person eating the muffin or cookies, cake, it could be whatever type of mazonos. And Lamai said they made a bracha and they had a mind to just to continue eating in their friend's house, so that would be good. Again, that would not be good if it was Shahakalu Eitzu Adama, but as far as mazonos, right, we're sticking out to mazonos. I don't want to get into hamotzi. Hamotzi also, it's good, definitely, but mazonos, which is a little bit more complicated in certain areas, but be it as it may, once you had it in mind, definitely you could change locations. The reason why we say in having it in mind, because it does come up some, I'm not going to get into the fact that if one did not have it in mind, it's a little more questionable, but because of the fact that sometimes somebody, you know, they ate some of the muffin and they ate even a kazayas, b'chdechilis pras, under 4 minute period, and then that's it. They ate half of it and they know they'll eat half of it later. I don't know. You know, it might be in the car, it might be here, it might be there, so. Sometimes it could get complicated as far as being the halachas of Mesiach Das, not Shinoi Mokam. The Shinoi Mokam would not apply due to the fact that you have Mazonos over here, but the Mesiach Das, meaning, in other words, I have in mind I'm finished, and later on I'll eat the other half. I don't know where it could be. You know, so that, then if the person closes up the bag, so then you would need a new brach in that case. But as long as the person has it in mind, and that's what they're doing, you know, so we want to, you know, say, as we say in English, kosher v'yosher, 100% kosher, so like this, they had it in mind, they made the mazonos, and they ate the kazayas under a 4 minute period, they now go to the car, they go to their friend's house, wherever the case might be, they would be able to continue eating. Now, you do just want to end off, you do have to be careful that the, you know, in order to not to lose the al hamichia, you want us to be careful to take a bite of the muffin, piece of the muffin to eat within 72 minutes of the last bite. In other words, if they ate a kazayas in the house, they now have to make an al fine. So they want to continue in the car, they want to continue in a friend's house, no problem. But if you did not take a bite or a piece of the muffin within 72 minutes, so now you lost the alamichi, because that's a separate thing. That's what we call the shir equal, the after bracha. Once it passes 72 minutes on a small item, like a shtickle of muffin, a piece of muffin, that's a kazayas or two kazayas and whatever, and then it goes more than 72 minutes, you lost the bracha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. You would lose the alamichi. So you have to be careful, just a side point, to make sure to take a bite, a piece of the muffin within 72 minutes to continue the chance to be able to make a, not the chance, for the chiyuv of the after bracha alamichia to continue on. So that's a separate thing in reference to the alamichia. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha. Kol tov.